Every time one of their men was lost, the white pieces showed no mercy. Soon there was a huddle of limp black players slumped along the wall. Twice, Ron only just noticed in time that Harry and Hermione were in danger. He himself darted around the board, taking almost as many white pieces as they had lost black ones. "We're nearly there," he muttered suddenly. Let me think. The White Queen turned her blank face toward him. "Yes," said Ron softly. "It's the only way. I've got to be taken."
"No!"
Harry and Hermione shouted. "That's chess," snapped Ron. "You've got to make some sacrifices. I take one step forward and she'll take me. That leaves you free to checkmate the king, Harry. But do you want to stop Snape or not? Ron, look, if you don't hurry up, he'll already have the stone." There was no alternative. "Ready?" Ron called, his face pale but determined. "Here I go. Now don't hang around once you've won." He stepped forward, and the White Queen pounced. She struck Ron hard across the head with her stone arm, and he crashed to the floor. Hermione screamed but stayed on her square. The White Queen dragged Ron to one side. He looked as if he'd been knocked out. Shaking, Harry moved three spaces to the left. The White King took off his crown and threw it at Harry's feet. They had won. The chessmen parted and bowed, leaving the door ahead clear. With one last desperate look back at Ron, Harry and Hermione charged through the door and up the next passageway.
"What if he..."
"He'll be all right," said Harry, trying to convince himself. "What do you reckon's next?"
"We've had Sprouts. That was the devil's snare. Flitwick must have put charms on the keys. McGonagall transfigured the chessmen to make them alive. That leaves Quirrell's spell and Snape's."
They had reached another door.
"All right," Harry whispered. "Go on."
Harry pushed it open. A disgusting smell filled their nostrils, making both of them pull their robes up over their noses. Eyes watering, they saw, flat on the floor in front of them, a troll, even larger than the one they had tackled, out cold with a bloody lump on its head.
"I'm glad we didn't have to fight that one,"
Harry whispered as they stepped carefully over one of its massive legs.
"Come on, I can't breathe."